Feel a bit hard done by to lose that one?
Listen, on reflection, we knew it was going to be a tough game because we know that Coventry are fighting for their lives down the bottom. We knew they was going to be well organised, and we knew, having done our preparation, that they was going to come here and they was going to try and match us up. So I felt in the first half that kind of both teams neutralised each other. There wasn't many opportunities both ways. They had two shots off target. We had one blocked and two off target. So there wasn't really much action. And we spoke to the lads at half-time, and we introduced Luke Williams, who I thought gave us a great performance in the second half and another dimension. And we said, listen, it's going to be your quality and your cleverness that's going to win us the game. And I thought Luke Williams was exceptional and forced a couple of great saves from their keeper. But listen, they've got a little bit fortunate with the deflection for their goal and the lads taking it, and the chances we've created, we didn't. So, listen, they won 1-0, and fair play to them. It wasn't a pretty one, but listen, stats-wise, we outshot them, we outcrossed them, but the final little bit of quality on the end of it just wasn't there, and they took their opportunity.
How big a part did the conditions play? Pretty windy in that first half, which didn't make for a spectacle.
No, listen, the conditions are there, but the conditions are there for both teams. So, again, for me, sometimes we know that the lads have to work hard, but also at times they have to work smart and be clever. And that's what we asked of them. And, listen, both teams have to play in those conditions. And, listen, it's the ones that work it out that come out and be successful. And as it was a lucky break and a deflection, and that's disappointing. And my disappointment today is solely for the lads, because they're giving us everything again. And listen, I'm over the moon with that, but they're disappointed. We're all disappointed because no one likes to lose. But what we have to do, and my message to them was really simple, was that first of all, you've got to pick yourself up. But the important thing now is your teammate who sat next to you, you need to pick him up, because if we're going to be in working again Monday, we're going to be working hard, we're going to be preparing for Scunthorpe, we're going to refocus ourselves. We've got 7 games left to go, and we need to stay positive. Because if we stay positive, then listen, we'll be successful week by week. And we need to continue that momentum now going into the final run of the season.
Was Williams the bright spot for you today, do you think? The thing that you'll take out of the game more than anything else?
I thought Williams was exceptional. And listen, for me, I thought Bozzy was very good again. And it was good that Brisbane Burge came in. And listen, there was no mistakes for the goal. It was just one of those unfortunate things. So we've shown that we have got strength in depth in the squad throughout. And listen, we've had a right go at it. And listen, today it hasn't fallen our way. So we've got to pick each other up, and we've got to go back on the front foot, and we've got to keep moving forwards, because that's what we're about.
Was it a tough decision not to play Madison today after his performance at St Neots on Tuesday?
Listen, he pushed for a place, but at the end of the day, the team that was here that performed last week won the game. So, listen, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. I've said it over and over again, and I weren't going to change a winning side, and it's not something that I want to do unless those things are forced upon us. And, listen, he gave himself a great shout for a place, as did Harry Anderson on Tuesday night, and that's what those fixtures are for, to keep the lads match sharp, to keep them fit and ready and playing the same way as we are. And that's it. Marcus has come in and he's had his 30 minutes, and we'll take it from now.
Do you feel the players, your attacking players, needed just to be a bit cuter and a bit more clever, I suppose, a bit more intelligent with their final ball in the last few minutes, obviously chasing the game a goal down?
More instinctive. I think sometimes they try and score the perfect goal, and I want them to be, and I've asked them to be more instinctive when the ball drops out on the edge of the area. Listen, take your shot, take your opportunity. It's a crowded penalty area, and anything can happen. And as long as they hit the target and focus and concentrate, I don't want them taking a touch, 2 touches to try and bend it in the top corner, score a goal. At the end of the day, it's about scoring. That's what I expect of our centre forwards. That's what I expect of our wide players. When the opposite wide players, I expect them to be in the box, and I expect them to be causing problems. I expect the midfield the two midfielders to be doing the same when they have the opportunity to take their shots. They've got goals for the team so far. So, listen, we'll only praise them and support them. But the message is, I want them to be instinctive. It doesn't have to be a perfect goal all the time.
You did some business, didn't you, on deadline day? Quite a bit of business. 3 new signings in. So the squad strengthened, and players will need to be on their toes, I guess, because you've got plenty of options now.
exactly that now, and the squad is strengthened for the running, and there's competition for places right the way throughout, and the lads know that, and listen, they'll see that day in, day out on the training ground, and they'll see that each week with the squad selection now, but it hasn't changed. We're round pegs in round holes. Players know what positions they're competing for, and they're pushing each other to A, improve their performances, and B, push for a place in the team. And once they get the shirt, they've got to work hard to keep the shirt.
Nothing wrong, as you say, from Brislin Burgess today, but Zaquani and Santos back available next week, and more options for you. Those two have done pretty well since you took charge.
Yeah, listen, they've been brilliant, the two of them, to be fair. And like what we said, we've got four very strong centre-backs in there, and we've said that from day one, and the two lads have stepped in and shown that. So, listen, it bodes well for the final seven games.
And a busy weekend coming up over Easter, a couple of games. Scunthorpe away won't be easy. A team absolutely scrapping for their lives as well.
Well, listen, not so much a busy weekend for me, but an exciting weekend to go. Back-to-back games Friday, Monday is really, really good. There's 6 points available, so we need to be focused on what we need to achieve. And we need to work on our final little bit of quality. And I think if we get that right and play with the energies and the tempo that we have done today, listen, we'll get plenty out of the games, both of them.
Great stuff. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Cheers. Nick.